With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The late writer Raymond Carver in 1986.
My poems are certainly not strictly autobiographical any more than my short stories are, but short stories and poems, for that matter, don't just come out of thin air. They have to come from somewhere.
Raymond Carver's untimely death at the age of 50 in 1988 cut short a career that had made Carver one of the most influential short story writers in the mid-1980s. Carver's widow, poet Tess Gallagher, and photographer Bob Edelman paid tribute to Carver in a stunning book, Carver Country. Edelman's photographs document many of the people and places Carver wrote about. Here's Gallagher.
There are many places in Yakima, places where Ray fished. There's a big billboard which says bankruptcy in it, which is a memento of Ray's two bankruptcies.
But Carver Country is not only about place, but about the people who appeared in Carver's stories and poems.
The working class and the middle class, the people who had in the 50s what we used to call the American dream.
After Ray's death, Tess Gallagher visited Carver's old high school in Yakima, Washington. In the classroom where Carver studied what he called bonehead English, Gallagher read some of Ray's poems to the students.
They listened and they were, I think they were very involved in the fact that someone who'd grown up where they had and who had gotten D's in English had gone on to become one of this country's leading writers.
Raymond Carver's work lives on in Carver Country, published by Scribner's. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I actually quit drinking in June 2nd, 1977.
The late Raymond Carver in 1986. Many of his stories and poems sprang from his battle with alcoholism. Carver's widow, Tess Gallagher, writes about that in a recent book, Carver Country.
It was a 10-year downward slide, and in the last year of it, he was hospitalized a couple of times.
Suddenly, from being truly a social drinker, I got into the alcohol and I went off like a rocket, I guess, because I became a full-fledged alcoholic in no time at all, it seems.
Ray would just drink to oblivion, and then he would pass out and he wouldn't remember things. He had blackouts.
From June of 76 until February or March of 77, I was hospitalized three times with the drinking. It was serious. I didn't think I would ever write again. I didn't think I would get off the booze.
He dates his sobriety from June 2nd, 1977. We always used to celebrate that day.
The alcoholism drove Raymond Carver into bankruptcy. His marriage of 24 years collapsed. He became estranged from his children. Carver began a new life sober, but without a job, without a car, and with only $500 in borrowed money. With the support of Tess Gallagher, Carver went on to write some of the most intricate and stylish short stories of the 1980s until his premature death cut short his brilliance. Carver Country, with a foreword by Tess Gallagher and photographs by Bob Edelman, is a tribute to Raymond Carver, published by Scribner's. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The late Raymond Carver was an unlikely person to develop into one of the most gifted short story writers and poets of the mid-1980s.
I spent most of my time in the West up until my late 20s, but I really don't have any firm sense of roots.
That was Raymond Carver in a 1986 interview. He was the son of a sawmill worker in Washington State. He married at 19, raised two children, and struggled to educate himself. Carver's widow is poet Tess Gallagher.
He had done everything from pick hops to put bicycles together for Sears and run errands for a pharmacy and mopped up in the autopsy room of Mercy Hospital. And some of his poems come out of those experiences.
Carver published his first book of short stories in 1976, but alcoholism disrupted his career and broke up his family. He had been sober for 6 months when he met Tess Gallagher at a writer's conference in 1977.
We would meet up at breakfast time and have breakfast together, he and Richard Ford and myself. Richard Ford was meeting Ray for the first time and would then become his best friend.
Carver and Gallagher were together for 11 years, and Carver stayed sober.
We kept alcohol in the house for guests who wanted to drink, and I had an occasional drink.
To celebrate the world of Raymond Carver, Scribner's has published a beautiful book called Carver Country. It includes excerpts from Carver's work, stunning photographs by Bob Edelman, and a moving foreword by Tess Gallagher. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The late writer Raymond Carver was not only coming out of alcoholism, but was in financial bankruptcy when he met poet Tess Gallagher in 1977. Their first fight as a domestic couple came when Ray tried to borrow her credit card, and she refused.
When he was first with me, he wouldn't answer the telephone for about the first 6 months, just afraid that it would be some bill collector calling.
But things changed in 1983. Carver, already celebrated for the fiction that made him a preeminent short story writer in the mid-1980s, won a Mildred and Harold Strauss Living Award, which gave him $35,000 a year for 5 years. Then he received a good deal of money for a screenplay. In the introduction to a book called Carver Country, a tribute to her late husband, Tess Gallagher writes about the time Ray decided to buy a Mercedes with his new riches. The salesman was snooty.
Ray didn't really understand why until he looked down and noticed that he had worn his bedroom slippers.
In 1986, Carver spoke about his desire for clarity and meaning in his work.
Writing, whether it's a poem or a story, is a form of communication, of course, not just self-expression. So I want the poems to have a clarity. I want them to communicate. I don't want the reader to be ever to be confused or baffled or in the dark with one of my poems or with one of my stories.
Raymond Carver spent his last years with Tess Gallagher in Port Angeles, Washington, his life cut short by cancer at the age of 50. Carver Country is a beautiful book with 100 stunning photographs by Bob Edelman that explores the world of Raymond Carver, published by Scribner's. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. By the mid-1980s, Raymond Carver had become one of the most admired and imitated short story writers in America. But in 1987, cancer was detected in his lung. Tess Gallagher, who was with Carver to the end, says Ray was able to beat the alcoholism that disrupted his life for years, but he couldn't stop smoking cigarettes.
It's very hard, I think, for the alcoholics to give up those other sustaining habits.
Even as he faced surgery, Carver continued to smoke.
He actually considered it a part of an extension of his writing, and I remember him putting out the cigarette just before we were going in for the operation, in which they took out two-thirds of the lung, and he said, "Well, I'm just not sorry I smoked all those cigarettes because I got all those great stories."
Despite the surgery, the cancer in Carver's body continued to spread, and by 1988 had reached his brain. It was only then that Carver realized that the cigarettes had killed him.
He said, "Take those," he said, "and throw them as far as you can throw them." So he was just really angry then that this had cost him his life.
Carver received radiation therapy, but in addition to the tumor in his brain, the cancer spread to his other lung. In his last year, shortly before his death at the age of 50, Raymond Carver and Tess Gallagher went to Reno, Nevada, and married.
That was a celebration of our 11-year relationship.
Raymond Carver's world is celebrated in a beautiful book, Carver Country, with an introduction by Tess Gallagher and photography by Bob Edelman. Published by Scribner's. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.